Folks, welcome to Automate Weekend Air. Jason Buckner here from Automation Made Easy and Automate Weekend. Today I'm talking to Diane Kennedy from Small Business Know How. Diane, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Jace?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Diane. Now, Diane is here to let you know what she's going to talk about at Automate Weekend, but I want to let you in on a little secret first. Diane is my go-to person when it comes to anything to do with business stuff that I don't know or want to know how to do, anything to do with my accounting, anything to do with my bookkeeping, and maximizing the returns I get from that component of my business. I don't try and profess to do any of that stuff anymore. I send it all over to Diane, so she's here to teach you the stuff that she does for me, basically, and how to maximize that in your business. Now, Diane, can you tell us a little bit more about you and yourself and your background and what you're going to teach at Automate Weekend? Well, let's start with you and your background first.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me, Jason. It's great to be able to speak with your listeners today, and I'm really looking forward to Automate Weekend in a couple of weeks, and looking forward to meeting your clients and your participants. So about me. So I'm an accountant and I live and practice in Wishart in Brisbane. I have a home-based business and because of the automation that I have in my business and the technology I use in my business, I'm able to do that quite successfully. My focus is for my clients is business development and improvement rather than just the compliance work. Now, the compliance aspect of being in business is good, and we all have to make sure that we are compliant and paying the exact right amount of tax. And compliance adds value because it reduces our risk of being in business and protects our assets and gives us peace of mind. However, being compliant, it's really a given in business. That's the absolute minimum that you have to do. But it doesn't really help you to be a better business owner in learning how to run your business. So being a better business owner means maximizing our potential and doing what we do best to the best of our capacity and our ability. So I concentrate a lot on getting business processes right, having the right software for our business or your business, making sure the advertising budget is well spent, targeting the right customer, looking at what the return on investment is, and other sorts of business processes and business optimization to get the best out of our businesses. Further on my background, I was a mature age student. I wasn't ancient, but I did have kids in primary school when I started my second degree and studying in accounting. And I was practically a single mum at that time because my then husband worked interstate. So I had to juggle and manage studying and looking after school age children, keeping the household running and doing the accounts and books for my then husband. And before studying accounting, I was an executive secretary and I worked in many different types of offices and situations. So that experience really helped me to see the back end of businesses and how they work best and to develop systems and procedures. But then when I graduated with a distinction in accounting, being the ducks of my graduating year because I'm a real conch, I love to study the best ways to have a business and get the technology and processes right. And that goes way back to being in school. I was always a conch. So it's worked out well in the end. But when I graduated, I could not find a great job in my hometown. And that was really demoralizing, but it really helped me make the decision to move to Brisbane with the kids and start a new life. And I did that 17 years ago. So when I first came to Brisbane, I worked in small and mid-tier accounting firms in the city in Brisbane. And that was a great learning experience. And I learned how to manage a team and step up to stubbing for the partner that I worked for when he was out of town, interstate or overseas, and running the accounting team as the head honcho. And so when I'm working in businesses, I really like to bring that experience that I've had over the many years of working and being an accountant to help my clients to have a better business and maximise their income and minimise or and maximise their deduction, so minimising their tax.
Excellent, thank you. And head honcho you are. In my business, Diane's like the head honcho as well. She tells me how we're going to do things and we just do them, but probably more on that a little bit later. Now, Diane, can you give our listeners three tips to getting your accounting and bookkeeping automated quickly, effectively, and efficiently? It's like a tongue twister, isn't it?
So one of the first tip that I would like to recommend to your listeners is to use great accounting software. Now, I use and recommend Xero, and I got you switched over to Xero, Jason, because of the absolute, well, it's called beautiful software, and it is, because it automates so much of recording business expenses, and it ties in with other add-ons that Xero's business partners develop. Now, to give an example, if someone was a tradesperson, for example, a plumber, there are add-ons for Xero developed particularly for tradies such as plumbers and carpenters, etc. There are add-ons for people who are in retail business. So Xero is it's great functionality at the moment, but it also is always in a process of development and improvement. So on average, every 3 weeks, Xero makes brings out a different feature or adds to a feature or increases the functionality of Xero. A lot of that is through feedback from the people who are already using it, as in they have a wish list and they say, okay, yeah, well, we can work on that next month or next year or whenever that might be, depending on the demand for that feature. And I just love it because it does automate your business to an extent where you can really do your accounting in 5 to 10 minutes a day, depending on the size of your business. I was at the Xero convention last week for a couple of days and I learned so much about the advancements and additional features that they're building into the software that I'll be able to introduce those new features to my clients who and when and how they need them. So the next great tip that I want to give to your listeners is to use Receipt Bank. Now, I introduced you to Receipt Bank, Jason, maybe 4 months ago or something, something like that.
More than, I think, yeah. Yeah. You've got to listen to this tip, guys. This one's golden, absolutely golden.
It is. I use and recommend it for all of my customers and they love it. And the feature of it is, well, it's an app. It's an app on your phone, on your Android or your iPhone. And what you simply do is take a photo of, say, your fuel receipt, point and click, and the Receipt Bank optical character recognition software, and it's really, really powerful, reads that receipt. It reads the name of the supplier, the date of the supplier, what was actually purchased, how much it was, whether it had GST on it, how you paid for it, you know, if you used a credit card or you paid cash or however it was paid. And it reads that and it puts that into the software. And you can train Receipt Bank to recognize the same repeated receipt. Say, for example, you went to BP and bought your fuel a lot. You train Receipt Bank to recognize that BP is always going to be fuel and it always goes to motor vehicle expenses and it has GST. So Receipt Bank takes a lot of the work away from you. It then shoots that over into Xero and creates either a transaction in the credit card or the bank account from where the payment was made, or it puts it into purchases. So it really automates everything about the expenses and inputs into your business. Now, I absolutely love it. I wouldn't be without it myself, and I'm bringing all of my new clients onto using Receipt Bank because it just increases your functionality and your automation so much.
This app is just so wonderful, and I've got to say, you literally, you just take a photo and it reads it, it knows the business name, it knows how much you paid, It recognises how much of that was GST, if there's GST in there at all, and it just sends it all off into zero. You know, it does it all for you. You just have to set it up once, and then the rest of it happens automatically. So it's pretty cool, pretty cool. Sorry to interrupt,
cool
Diane. Keep
as.
going.
Couldn't be easier. And then the next tip that I'd like to give to your listeners is to use a customer relationship management software, or CRM as it's called. Preferably one that integrates with Xero or whatever accounting software that you're using, because then you capture the data once and you use it across all of your software that you're using for your business. I use one that integrates. It's built by the Xero developers, and obviously it integrates seamlessly with Xero, but there will be others that you are able to integrate with Xero depending on what industry you're in. There's a number of CRMs that are built specifically to integrate with Xero because everybody loves to use Xero these days. And so that's what we're wanting to do with automation as well, is to capture that data once and reuse it over and over again. And that's why a really good CRM will enable you to do that.
Golden, golden. Now, Automate Weekend is all about automating your business, whether it be an online business or, you know, if part of your business is offline as well. So this stuff is fantastic, and it's going to be great for everyone. Can you tell us now three things that you're going to teach at Automate Weekend?
I sure can. So first of all, I'm going to teach you more about the legal aspects that you need to have covered off to be in business in Australia, or to be considered to be in business in Australia. So that includes things like registrations, what registrations you must have, what type of reports that you might have to lodge to various Australian business and government agencies. I'm also going to teach you what sort of deductions you can claim as a business person, because they are different to being an employee. And they will range from motor vehicle expenses. What can you claim? How do you claim them? What sort of systems and processes do you have to have in place to be able to claim motor vehicle? Home office expenses. What can you claim? What can't you claim? Whether you can claim training, when you can claim it, what sort of training you can claim, equipment and things of that nature. So it's going to be helping you to be able to claim the right deductions for your business. I'm also going to show live demonstrations of Xero and Receipt Bank, how we use them, how we maximise their functionality. And so your participants at Automate Weekend will be able to see how that works and how it's going to really bring efficiencies into their businesses.
Sounds excellent. Sounds great. I can't wait to hear more information. And just to let you guys know, when Diane first started, organizing all this stuff for me and doing it all for me, she saved me many, many thousands of dollars just in one expense that I wasn't claiming properly. You know, so just listening to one or two of these techniques is just going to be golden for you. You know, I saved many thousands of dollars in my motor vehicle expense that I could have been claiming and should have been claiming, but wasn't claiming. You know, just one example of the many, many, I don't know if it's saving me money. It was really making me money in a sense, because I wasn't using the opportunity. So you've got to be
right.
There. Got to be there, and can't wait to see you at Automate Weekend, Diane.
I'm looking forward to it too, Jason. It's only a few weeks off, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Can't wait to see you there, and I'm sure our listeners can't wait as well. So I look forward to it.